Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Ship to Shore Radio. Radio.
Terrific defense by Wade and a nice rebound by Bosch. Here comes Dwayne for the bomb. Lob City East strikes again.
You can see it coming all the way. LeBron was up ahead of him in the right lane.
Take a look around. Tears from their eyes. Knees on the ground. Money in the sky. Take a look around. Ain't shit nice. Praying for my life, hope I make it through the night. I take a look around.
And he drives it to center field, that ball's deep. Back to Schaefer, at the wall.
Take a look around.
My goodness, an absolute bomb.
Take a look around.
Reggie Bush with a big hole, hurtling at a bender, and there he goes. And the dagger for the Miami Dolphins.
Take a look.
This is the Southernmost Sports Wrap, only at Ship to Shore Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Another beautiful Thursday night. And with me, I have Hootie on another edition of the Southernmost Sports Wrap. What's going on, Hootie?
Hello.
I'm sorry, I just put you off mute. What did you say?
I said I just got home and ready to rock and roll. Lots of sports to talk about.
Yeah, we got a bunch of games on today, including a football game on right now. Niners Seahawks. I want to say all Seahawks. They had the lead most of the first half. And Niners got a touchdown. They are now up 7 points with 4 minutes left. Seahawks have the ball with about 7 yards to go. And last time I checked the baseball game, it was 6-1 Cardinals.
I believe that's where it was at the last look.
It's 8-1 Cardinals now.
8-0.
Wow. They're taking off. Both games 8-1. The other game was Detroit and New York. New York being swept. I really can't understand the Yankees, man. It's such a weird thing. I mean, their whole team just struggled. It's ridiculous. And you don't even blame CeCe. I mean, you know, he knew the offense was going to be there today. He had to pitch a perfect game, and just too much momentum. You know, the Tigers are probably going to tag one, and now you're upset about the Yanks not advancing, but you have a lot of problems, man. And you have some talks about A-Rod possibly being traded in the offseason, and it's a likely possibility. I mean, I know he does great in the regular season, but if he's not going to perform in the playoffs, then what's the point, you know? And it's gone on too long for it to – it's just a reality now. It's not really I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, do you think he's ever going to have a good postseason? I mean, how old is he now, 37?
Yeah, it may be time to, you know, let him go at this point. I mean, he's a great player, great hitter, just doesn't seem to come through in the clutch, and that's a problem for the Yankees. I mean, you're paying all this money for somebody who just doesn't come through when you need him. And to me, it's like, you know, you're past your prime, just let him go. He's not even as agile at his position anymore. So, you know what? Just let him go.
Well, there are talks about him possibly going to the Marlins. I guess his hometown is Miami. I don't know how you deal with that.
I'd like to see him down here, you know, just to see him up close and, you know, in personal. You know,
yeah,
see games with him. He won't let he won't last more than a year, definitely. I mean, if they can afford him, he won't last more than a year anyway.
He'll last a few years. I mean, besides, I wish we had a DH spot. He could last 5 years now. We'll see. I'm sure we'll get him for a cheap price. The Yanks got to get rid of him somehow. So you might see that at all. But if they try to go with A-Rod's personal choice, they might go with the Marlins because, you know, he wants to go back to his hometown, how dangerous he is, but we'll see what's going on. There's a lot of talk about it. They just finished
But the Tigers do move on to the World Series. And the Cardinals are looking to take a 3-1 lead. Interesting news on the Cardinals, Carlos Beltran, who replaced Pujols this year in the lineup. He has knee problems, but Matt Carpenter filled in, and he's filled in pretty good. So Cardinals look like they're going to go. They're going to have home field advantage. Whoever advances will have home field advantage for the Tigers, versus the Tigers. But, I mean, I would like to see a Cardinals-Tigers series. Tigers look like a team that's going to win no matter what. But then they play the Cardinals. You know the Cardinals aren't going to let it go that easy. We can have two forces, and it's going to be interesting to see who comes out on top. I think it'll be a great series. We'll see what happens with that. Cardinals looking to take a dominant lead in the series. There's weird news about your other team, the Jets. Saying Tebow might play running back for the Jets versus the Patriots. But he'll be the starting running back. I mean, Sean Green will probably be the starting running back. But it's just, I don't understand it, really. I mean, I guess they're just trying something new. But he looks like a good runner because he's a quarterback, and they don't have expectations around the ball. If you're a running back, I don't know if he's going to fill those expectations, but
I'm just a little confused. You know, they're trying to get him into the offense any way they can. And I think it's more of they're trying to use him as a – it's kind of like a – they want him to kickstart the offense, you know, in a way just to bring energy to the team that's not out there right now. They got Tim Tebow. They believe he can, you know, bring life to this team. But they're not going to go away from Sanchez. So they got to find a way to get him on the field at this point, so that the rest of the team, you know, starts playing better, can react.
Yeah, I think on the field, just personally, because I think if you just keep him on the field every play, then he's an option. And, yeah, you're probably going to make some new plays for him. But if you do, you know, I mean, you can do anything because you can throw the ball. If you have him a running back, it's going to be some new plays, but if you make the plays, nobody's really going to be prepared for it. And I think they got to find a way to utilize both quarterbacks. And if they can, it's just a tough thing to do. But if they can, then I think they can start winning games. But we'll see. I mean, maybe he was trying something new. Maybe they'll find out something that maybe he can get 5 yards every play. We'll see. But he's got confidence, so he might beat him up at the end of the game. But he might get his 5 yards every play. Kind of sad news. A couple weeks ago, I believe it was Eagles coach Andy Reid's son died of heroin overdose. They just found out today that it was a heroin overdose. So that's like a thought to Andy Reid. News on the Ravens. Interesting. Ray Lewis is now out for the season with a torn tricep. But then this week, Terrell Suggs is off the DL, and he's going to play versus the Texans. So I don't know where that team's headed, but they're 5-1, so it's a bad injury for the Ravens. Kind of like Ray Lewis and the intensity that he brings.
Yeah, he brings intensity. He brings life to that, you know, to the D. You know, he's their motivator on the sideline. So, you know, you can take out somebody like that. Yeah, he'll be on the sideline still motivating, but when he goes out there and plays, and when he tells you this is what we're going to do today and then goes out there and does it himself, it just, you know, it brings the rest of the defense up and it motivates them and makes them play better. So, you know, he'll still be there on the sidelines, you know, cheering them on, but it's not the same thing. It doesn't bring the same life to the defense.
Well, interesting enough, Terrell Suggs coming back off the DL. Obviously, he was a big injury. He was actually the defensive player of the year last year. So maybe playing-wise, they're going to trade out pretty evenly if they can get Suggs healthy and playing strong. So maybe they'll still have a good season. Any other top news you have for me?
Nope. I mean, I'll hit on my top news when we get to Rudy's Corner. Everything else, pretty much hit on everything that's going on today. I know you're about to segue into college right now, and, you know, the Oregon Mighty Ducks are playing today, and their uniforms are looking stellar, as usual. And they're the strong.
You know, I haven't watched any of the game, but I've heard a couple comments on the uniforms, and I think they're winning, right?
Yeah, they're up 43-7 with 12 minutes left in the third. I mean, it's just Arizona State's not coming back. But a lot of people said that this game needed to be won by them. If they have any hopes of, you know, making it at the end of the year, they need to ride out, and they needed to win big in this game, and they are winning big against Arizona State, even though Arizona State's not ranked a lot of people said that they needed to win this game big, and they are taking it to them. And looking, like I said, color in their uniforms. I like this. Every week they have a different one, and this one is pretty cool.
Well, yeah, just moving into my NCAA update, Oregon, controversial, moving down to number 3, and they're still 6-0, jumped by Florida, which, you know, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, Florida plays a tougher schedule. And, you know, it is what it is. When you only have 2 spots open, it's not about ranking. It's about who deserves to play in the national championship. You know, Florida, with the schedule they have, they go undefeated, obviously. Come on now. They have to be in the top 2. So, I have to be that way. We'll look at the top 25. Number 1, still Alabama. Florida's number 2, Oregon number 3, Kansas State number 4, Notre Dame all the way up to number 5, all the teams are 6-0. LSU moves down to 6-1. After losing to Florida and then beating South Carolina now is 6-1. They're at number 7. Oregon State is 5-0. They're at number 8. Oklahoma is number 9, USC number 10. Remember, USC started out number 1. Georgia, number 11. Mississippi State, number 12. West Virginia, number 13. They had a depressive season until they lost to Texas Tech last week. Big time. Florida State, down to 14. Obviously, they were number 2 all year until they lost. Let's see, number 3. Well, they were number 2, no? Yeah, they lost to Mississippi State. It's a horrible game. I should have won that game easily. Rutgers, impressive 6-0 start. Louisville, 6-0 as well. They're 15-16 respectively. Texas Tech, up to number 17 as a big win versus West Virginia. Texas A&M, number 18. Clemson, 19. Stanford, number 20. Cincinnati's 5-0. They're number 21. Boise State, 22. TCU, 23. Iowa State, 24. And Texas is number 25. So that is your update for college.
I mean, in college, you know, these rankings, they jump up and down, and then you see people who, you know, and then you have to figure in that, you know, strength of schedule, like South Carolina, ranked number 7 at 6-1, and you got other teams that are ranked, you know, that are 5-0 or 6-0 that are undefeated, but because of strength of schedule, you know, Mississippi State, they're 6-0 and 3-0 in the SEC, and they're ranked 12th, you know, so it's like Carolina.
Yeah, that's why.
4-1 in the SEC. In their own division, where Mississippi State in the same division is undefeated, and South Carolina's at 7 and Mississippi State's at 12. I mean, this whole ranking system, it kind of throws me off sometimes. It's like why I never try to choose who's going to be the national champion so early, because this is just crazy the way these rankings go up and down.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you go on these space, really, I mean, everybody in the top 20 or 15 at least, their goal is to make a national championship. That's it. So, you know, the people putting these, I know it's all computers and coaches and whatever, but, you know, they have to make tough decisions. It's one thing if there's an eight game playoff and it wasn't so big, you know, 5 and 6, when you're still both in the playoff, you both have a chance. Well, if you're 3 and you're 2, sorry, one you didn't make it, one you did. So that's when you just have to break it down and, just stupid. There's only 2 people that can possibly make it. I know it's how it's always been, but it'll change eventually. I think it's already in place to change in a couple of years. So we'll see how it turns out. Looking at the schedule this week, we have number 6 LSU and number 18 Texas A&M, Virginia Tech and number 19 Clemson. The biggest game of the week is number 7 South Carolina at number 2 Florida. BYU's at number 5 Notre Dame. Number 17, Texas Tech, at number 23, TCU. Texas Tech would probably destroy them, honestly. TCU's got some injuries. Alabama, number 1, is at Tennessee. Like, you know, that's another ACC matchup. You know, it's Tennessee's at ranked, but they're at home, so and that could be a really good game. You never know. Then they might be upset. Number 4, Kansas State, at number 13, West Virginia. That game would have had huge implications if West Virginia would have won last week. It's been a 5-4 matchup, but still a big game. Should be fun. Number 4 to State at Miami. That's obviously a big rivalry there.
That's a game to watch for us local people right there.
Yeah, I mean, it would have had much bigger implications if Florida State was number one or two or three, but at this point, I mean, obviously it's still a huge rivalry. And it's gonna
and
be
then,
the
you know, you have UM who beat North Carolina State and FSU that dropped in the rankings for losing to North Carolina State. I mean, it's just, it's out there, you know. It's like, you know, the UM can win. They can drop FSU.
Yeah, UM, if you know, there's always like this, maybe he's just, that's why it's all good. Y'all play each other, and y'all can figure out who's the best, you know?
Yep.
That's all I got to say about that. But that's enough for my college update. How about we move on to Hootie's Corner? What you got from the Hootie?
Well, I'm going to move on to the WNBA. It's in the finals.
I told you.
Yep, it's tied up at 1-1. Game 3 is tomorrow. Game 3 is tomorrow at 8 o'clock. It's going to be on ESPN2. And, you know, the only little news from this series is that the Indiana coach was criticized, the Minnesota's coach, for having a tantrum on the sidelines and throwing her jacket. After
I heard about that.
And, you know, she thought that she should have been ejected from the game for throwing her jacket. But apparently they said it was a move to psych up the team and make them, you know, come back and play. And even everybody says that it worked. I mean, they came back and won that game 2. It sparked them. This whatever tantrum she threw seemed to spark the team. But the coach, you know, coach didn't like it. Said, you know, that should have been done, or the ref should have ejected her. She got to stay in. They won. And now it goes on to game 3, which is tomorrow at 8. From there, I'd like to jump into, you know, just quick NASCAR. Last week, Joey Logano won Charlotte. He's not even in the race for the chase, so it really didn't affect the chase that much. Brad Keselowski is still in first, Jimmy Johnson in second, Denny Hamlin in third, Clint Boyer in fourth, Casey Kane in fifth, Greg Biffle in sixth, Martin Truex Jr. in seventh, and Tony Stewart and Jeff Gordon are tied for 8th and 9th pretty much at 50 points back. Kevin Harvick at 10th, Matt Kenseth at 11th, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. is in last for the chase, but he did not race last week due to the concussion. He will not race this week, but will be back for the next race after that. So looks like Earnhardt's out of it. It looks like Jimmy Johnson may be able to hold on. It may be able to come back and win another title.
Yeah.
So 4 in a row, it'll be 5. This guy's amazing. It's ridiculous how good this guy is at driving. And from there, I'd like to just mention today's NBA games, because it is the preseason for the NBA, and the WNBA is live now. Today, our Heat, the Pistons, and Wade scored 21 points. We had LeBron with 8 rebounds, and I believe 8 assists, and
Wade had 25, I believe.
Now, Wade finished, he scored 21. He was a high scorer in the game with 21, and
21.
LeBron had 8 assists, and I believe
the regular season starts 30th, no?
Yeah.
Over.
Like
10 days. It's crazy.
And also, the Hawks played, Atlanta played the Hornets today. Atlanta beat the Hornets 97-68. The Hawks were at home. The Grizzlies played the Bucks today. The Grizzlies actually won. That's pretty wild. 97-94. And the Celtics played the Nets in the New Jersey Arena. And the Celtics took it to them 116-85. So it looks like the Celtics without Ray Allen is still, you know, getting their game on. Now, I'd like to see, you know, what happens. I believe we played them in the first game. We played the Celtics the first game, and the Lakers played the Mavs, so day one should be interesting, you know, for the teams that are projected to be in the finals against each other. You know, Ray Allen going up against the Celtics, that ought to be fun for this.
Yeah, I've never been more excited about a season, and I'm actually excited about the Lakers and what they did, because I think the biggest rivalry for the Heat has always been the Lakers, and yeah, everybody I know is a Lakers fan. It's kind of like how it is divided now with the most fans, you know, with the Heat obviously living in Miami with the Heat. And with the addition of Ray Allen and just knowing how many shots, I mean, we're going to be a really good team this year. I mean, we're obviously getting better every year anyways, but just the thought, I mean, of playing them in the finals would just be a crazy matchup. LeBron versus Kobe, yeah, just. And we're going to have 82 games this year instead of 66 like last year. So it's going to be fun. There's going to be more time, more space in between games, so more teams will be rested and playing the way they should play. So, I don't know, man, I'm pretty excited about it. So we'll see how that goes.
I'm pretty amped about it, too.
Huh?
No, I'm pretty amped about it, too. It ought to be a good season. And actually, tomorrow, the Knicks are playing the Raptors, and the Knicks are 2-0 in the preseason right now. They've had both their games away. They haven't played in Madison Square Garden yet. But the Knicks play the Raptors tomorrow, and they haven't lost yet in the preseason. That's interesting, whereas the Magic haven't won. They're 0-4 in the preseason. So.
Yeah.
You know, preseason doesn't really count. The Lakers are 0-4 in the preseason. They play the Kings.
No, I mean, well, they haven't played. I mean, I don't think Howard's played maybe. I don't think he's played a game, and Kobe's maybe played one game. I mean, they haven't. They've been kind of hurt, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not counting anything on the preseason. Come the 30th, we'll see what's really on.
But Lakers fans are going to see how hard it is to win with three superstars right away. I don't see how that's much different from what we had. I mean, I know Howard doesn't take much. He's just a big guy. He's not like he's gonna get beat out and everything else. But they're gonna have a good year. They might mosey into the finals like the Heat did their first year when they lost. But we'll see. I mean, they're on a mission. You know, Kobe wants to beat LeBron so bad and win another title. And so we'll see. I think it's interesting that he criticized LeBron for joining up with his teams or whatever. And then he just did the same thing. I mean, he didn't change teams, but the same thing happened. So, I don't know. We'll see how it works out. Just moving really quickly into NFL. We have the game right now. It's 43 seconds left. The game is now over. Seattle just got a safety as a holding, I believe, in the end zone. So 15-6 is now the score, and they're going to have to freaking get out to San Francisco. So they're going to kneel the ball. Game will be over. So, first game of the week, looks like the Niners will take care of the NFC West. Right now, it'll be 5-2. Seattle will move down to 4-3. Really quickly, we're looking at the last week's scores. Let me just pull it up real quick. Last week, Thursday night, Titans-Steelers. Titans win 26-23 after the Steelers missed a 53-yard field goal. Titans came down the field and scored at the end of the regulation to win 26-23 in the upset. Wow, this is a game that I thought was a no-brainer. Falcons home against the Raiders. Raiders almost beat them, if not for a really ill-advised pass by Carson Palmer for a pick six and a 50-something yard field goal for Matt Bryant. The Falcons won another close one, but they are undefeated. Bengals at Browns. I picked it. Browns win 34-24. Rams at Dolphins. Rams came on strong, but the Dolphins came on late. And I think it was a 69-yard field goal the Rams were trying to attempt at the end of regulation to put it in overtime, and they missed horribly. They got the distance, but it was just off. Dolphins win by 3. So a lot of close games for the Dolphins this year, but they're 3-3 right now. And I like where we're at. All of the AFC West is 3-3. Colts at the Jets with a blowout. Jets 135-9. See, Sanchez, wow, I didn't know the – Sanchez only had 82 yards.
Yeah.
161 yards on the ground. 280, yeah. I just thought I'd look at it like, wow, he only had 82. I know I started him last week because he went back a quarterback, and I had Cam Newton starting. Cam Newton was on a bye week, so I had to put Sanchez in. Damn, that's horrible. He had 2 touchdowns. I don't know how he managed 2 touchdowns at 82 yards, but that's pretty – Anyways, why are the Eagles? I figured it'd be a close game. I didn't. Eagles just another close game. Squandered a big lead. Dwyer had 17 points in the fourth quarter. No surprise for the Eagles. I believe they fired their defensive coordinator, and I believe their offensive line coach is now the defensive coordinator. So, change for the Eagles. Fix to the quarterback. It's not really his fault. I mean, he does get turnovers, but it's just the fourth quarter comeback, so they're letting other teams have. Chiefs and Buccaneers. Buccaneers went big 38-10. 31 points in the second half of them. Cowboys at Ravens. Classic Cowboys game. That's a Ravens game. We're winning a close game. Cowboys just, I mean, they missed a two-point conversion to tie it up. Classic Dez Bryant is missing an easy catch for the tie of the game, and actually got the onside kick, missed a 50-yard field goal, they could have won. And they could have called a timeout when they had 20 seconds left to put another play up, and they didn't. So it's just another horrible slot against the Cowboys, and they deserve to lose. Building the Cardinals. Cardinals started at 4-0, but now they're 4-2. Another loss. Bills upset 19-16. And Arizona Patriots at Seahawks. Seahawks 14 in the fourth quarter, went 24-23. So impressive win for the Seahawks. They do lose tonight. Patriots now fall to 3-3. They're still a good team. They lost to the Ravens by 1 point, the Seahawks by 1 point, and the other loss was to the Cardinals by missed field goal. So they could easily be 6-0, but I still consider them the front runners in the division, but as of right now, we're all 3-3. Giants and Niners. I had a feeling in the back of my mind that the Giants might come out strong. They did, 26-3. For the Giants, Vikings, Redskins, RG3 had a big game, impressive with him. I thought the Vikings would have won that game. But Griffin had 182 yards in the air and 138 on the ground, three total touchdowns, including a big run at the end to cap it off. Great game by him. Packers at Texans, upset of the week, or just, you know, the Packers, not a good team yet this year, and Aaron Rodgers came out through six TDs. To lead them past Texas at Houston, a huge game for them, 42-24. And probably, I don't know how you top that game, but the Broncos decided to top it. After being down 24-0 in the first half, Broncos 34-0 in the second half, 35-0 in the second half. They won 35-24. Biggest comeback of Peyton Manning's career. And that's saying something because he's had a lot of comebacks. And I don't know how he did it, but. Guys at work, he's something else. Do you think they're going to win the AFC West?
I think they can. I really think they can. You know,
they get better every week, though.
Yeah, they seem to, you know, just start to, they're meshing together. You know, it took a little bit, but they're starting to mesh together, and I think by the end of the season, they're going to be on all cylinders. You know, what is shocking me is this amazing win of the Giants over San Francisco. I mean, Eli only threw for 193 yards and one touchdown, and it was only one rushing touchdown. I mean, like
it was a defense. I think one guy had three interceptions. So
yeah, three interceptions.
And it was Ahmad Bradshaw, really, I think, that came out.
Oh no, Roll had two interceptions, and Kamara had an interception. So there were three total interceptions. But it's like, wow, you know, Eli didn't even. I thought, you know, if Eli comes out firing, they're going to win this game, and they did win the game, but it wasn't really Eli. It was the defense that really stepped up and made the difference.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Frank Gore only had 36 yards. Ma Bradshaw had 116. And today Frank Gore had like 150 yards. I don't know exactly what he had. Let me check it out. But that was a lot. That was against the Seahawks, so just two different. I mean, Gore obviously was on a mission today. Yeah, Frank Gore had 131 yards today on 16 carries.
And 51 in receiving. He was the high in receiving for, you know, for the Niners. Yeah, the most receiving yards, too. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But, hey, they squeaked it out. I mean, that's what it takes.
No receiving. Say what?
I said, but he had no receiving touchdown, but he did, you know. He didn't have it. Actually, Gore had no touchdowns whatsoever today, but, you know, he had 131 yards and 16 carries and 5 receptions for 51 yards. And
he was by far the person that won this game for the Niners. He had a huge game.
Without ever entering the end zone, but that's good. They don't need him to score a touchdown. They just need him to set it up.
Yep. Just moving into a couple last things. I do have my power rankings this week. Let's kick it off really quick. From the bottom up, I have number 32, the Jaguars, with 31, the Browns, at number 30, the Chiefs, 29, I have to put the Panthers, they're playing four, at 28, the Buccaneers, 27, the Bills, 26, the Colts, at 25, the Raiders, at 24, the Titans, at number 23, the Lions, 22, the Cowboys. At 21, the Jets. At 20, the Saints. Number 19, the Rams. Number 18, the Bengals. Number 17, the Dolphins. Number 16, the Steelers. At 15, the Redskins. At number 14, the Chargers. At number 13, I know I have the Eagles all the way up here, but I still think they're a good team. I just got to stop losing these close games. Number 12, the Cardinals. Number 11, the Vikings. Number 10, the Broncos. Number 9, the Seahawks. Number 8, the Patriots. 7, Bears. 6, Packers. 5, Ravens. At 4, the 49ers. At 3, the Giants. 2, the Falcons. And I still have the Texans at number 1. I think their loss was mainly Aaron Rodgers just went out to win that game. So that's my power rankings. Last thing I want to get into is the schedule for this week. Kicking off with the Titans at the Bills. It's going to be a close game. I think the Bills win this one at home. What do you think?
Yeah, I believe the Bills will take this one. They're at home. 3-3. Fitzpatrick, he's looking good. He's got 1,200 yards this year and 12 touchdowns. I think they're going to win it at home.
Browns and Colts, this can go either way. They're both two up-and-coming teams. I just kind of picked the team that lost last week, and they're at home. I picked the Colts to win a close one. Both of the quarterbacks doing very well to start the year. So I have the Colts winning this one. How about you?
Yeah, I agree with you on the Colts. I'm thinking, you know, Andrew Luck is going to come around this week. And, you know, but like you said, Wheaton is having a good season too compared. I mean, they're pretty evenly matched, only like 40 yards between the two of them, same amount of touchdowns. But I think at home, Andrew Luck and Reggie Wayne, they're gonna make it happen.
Packers at Rams. I want to take the Rams, but just the way that the Packers came out last week, that there's – you know, they're not going to stop, so I have the Packers winning pretty big on this game.
I don't know about big, but I will choose the Packers this game. Definitely.
Cardinals.
3-3. It's a tough thing. Cardinals and Vikings, now you got a 4-2 and a 4-2. The Vikings at home. And
Vikings, I gotta beat the Vikings. They're still a really, really good team. I know both teams lost last week, but the Vikings are a really strong team. Percy Harvin and Ponder has been really good this year. Adrian Peterson, their defense. Vikings should win pretty easily. That's what I think.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you on that one. Ponder is impressing me this year. AP, he's going to step it up. I mean, 499 rushing. He's only got 2 touchdowns. He's only made it into the end zone twice, but I think AP and Ponder is going to do it this week, and you know they're at home, so it's all good.
Well, Percy Harvin's got to be the most versatile wide receiver in the league. The way they use him is just unbelievable. The things that they can do with him, the offense, is just such a playmaker. And Peterson's running good, Ponder's making good passes. I just they got the whole offense clicking. I think it'll be a good game for them. Redskins at Giants. I know it's kind of like what Giants team is going to show up. You know, Griffin III is going to come in, believing he's going to win the game. I just got to pick the Giants at home. I mean, it's just what they did last week. I mean, it's hard to pick against them, but I got the Giants, I guess. It should win big. It should.
It's a tough one, but after seeing last week's performance with Manning's numbers not looking that great and Griffin III, you know, he's still young, I'm going to take the Giants. You know, and they're at home, so I'm going to take the Giants on this one.
Saints at Buccaneers, it's a tough one too, man. I mean, you still believe in the Saints. Bucs are pretty good at home, but I gotta go with the Saints on this one. I just think Drew Brees knows every single game is kind of do or die for them. They got to win a lot of games, and I don't know. I gotta go with the Saints. It'd be a tough one, though.
I'm going to take the Bucs at home on this one, oddly enough. I mean, the Saints, Drew Brees, is doing well. He's got 14 touchdowns and 1,700 yards in passing.
Yeah,
but
I just saw that.
Their defense is not holding up. That's just it. And the Bucs are at home. I mean, Freeman has, you know, 1,100 yards. He has 8 touchdowns. You know,
yeah,
the running game.
Drew Brees has 14 touchdowns. That's amazing.
They're
1-14. Yeah, you don't ever see that.
They're 1-4 with 14 touchdowns. I mean, their defense is just not holding up. And I think this is going to be the breakout week for Martin. You know, he's only got one touchdown. But I think against New Orleans defense, which is struggling, and I mean with the sanctions and everything, you know, with, you know, everything, you know, with the players being suspended and all that stuff, their defense is struggling. So, you know what? I'm going to choose Tampa Bay at home on this one.
Yeah, Tampa Bay is not a bad team, so I can agree with you on that one. Cowboys and Panthers, this has got to be the toughest game ever. Yeah, like a team that just can't win a game on the road, and the other Panthers were just struggling all around, 1-4. I give the Panthers the edge in this one because they just had a bye week, and Cowboys are still kind of mourning over that loss they had last week. So I got to get Cam Newton a breakout game this week. I think they're going to win. I think they're going to win by 10 points. I think it'll be I know everything I want to tell me it's a close game, but you know the Cowboys are going to find a way to lose. I think the Panthers don't make it close. It'll be a 10-point game for the Panthers.
Well, I'll give it to the Panthers, but they've got to get a running game. When your number one rusher is Cam Newton, the quarterback.
Well, it should be. I mean, I know it shouldn't be maybe him, but it's not a surprise.
Something is wrong.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to have more than 20 yards. A lot of these other teams, I mean, look all around. Murray has 330, Ray Rice, 482 for the year. I mean, this guy has 209 yards. You know anybody else? I mean,
yeah, but I mean, they should have a running game. He shouldn't be the one gaining those 200 yards before he touches the rushing.
Every great team has a running game, and they started off with that, you know, and that's how you get good pass plays is because you have a good rushing game, and that's probably the issue. And I think Cam Newton's, you know, forcing everything. So, yeah, you're right. You got to get back to the running game, and the offense will evolve.
But the Cam is at home this week. I will take Carolina this week.
Well, I need them. He's on my fantasy team. I picked the number one in one of my leagues, so I kind of need them too. one league I picked him in the first round, like number 7 pick. The other league I picked him in the 5th round. I don't know how you went to the 5th round on the 50th pick, but I was just on Michael Vick, and I got Cam Newton, but I don't know. We'll see. I mean, obviously, he's young, so he'll be back. Ravens at Texans. I mean, it's going to be a close game. I got the Texans winning at home. No way they lose two in a row, especially at home. Ravens aren't super, super good, and I think the Texans win.
I'm going to put it on Foster. You know, 7 touchdowns, 561 yards. I think he's going to have a good game on the ground. You know, Roman Shaw keeps it, you know. As long as the play calling's right, Foster's going to get some yards. He's going to get some touchdowns. With Ray Ray out, you know, I'll pick Houston this week.
Jaguars at Raiders. I got the Raiders at home. Both teams are not that great, but the Raiders they have a passing game, and Darren McFadden at home, they should win this one pretty easily.
Well, I'm hoping so. You know, Palmer's starting to show me some. He's starting to show me some life. You know, 1,400 yards passing. Gabbert's only got 796 yards. You know, the touchdowns are almost even. But Palmer at home. You know, hopefully McFadden gets some more yards because he's only got like 60 more yards than Cam Newton. So he needs to, you know, open it up and you know the running game needs to get going. But I'm gonna take Oakland because they're home.
Jets at Patriots. I got the Jets. No, I'm just kidding. I definitely do not. I have the Patriots winning big. I think it'll be a blowout. Brady's, I think, the best quarterback this year. And with Wes Walker, I think running back, Ridley, they're getting back to their old ways. And the way I've seen Texans play last week and the Ravens, I got to put the Patriots in the mix for a Super Bowl run here. And I know they're only 3-3, but obviously look at the loss that they've had. They combined 4 points, so Patriots should roll. And I think you agree with me.
I am going to agree that the Patriots should win this game. I mean, the Jets' defense is struggling. They're just giving up. They're giving up the odd plays. And Brady's not the quarterback that you want to have your secondary struggling again. And Wes Welker, Dolphins should have never got rid of that man. He's just phenomenal. So, you know, I will choose New England over my Jets this week. And New England's at home. So they're even though they're 1-1 at home right now, they're not going to lose this game at all. I'll play New England.
Steelers at Bengals. I got to pick the Steelers. I think they're going to win this one. They got to win this one after the week they had last week. And an extra 3 days to rest, 10 days pretty much. They're just, I mean, the Bengals lost last week against the Browns. Previously that versus the Dolphins. So Steelers should win this one. It'd be a close game, though. They have the leading receiver in the league with A.J. Green at 628 yards, but Big Ben's going to find a way to win.
Yeah, I was just going to say, A.J. Green is phenomenal, and Dalton is shocking me. The 1,700 yards, 12 touchdowns. He's got more touchdowns than most quarterbacks. And Brady could win. But I don't think he's going to be able to do it against Pittsburgh. I think the defense is going to hold him down a little. They're going to, you know, they're just going to double-team Green, and he has nobody else really to outlet to. Green Ellis, he's only got 2 touchdowns, 300 yards, so I don't know if he's really going to make the difference. So I will say Pittsburgh will win in Cincinnati.
And I mean, Cincinnati should win this game. They're a better team here, but I'm just kind of, you got to go with a few upsets, and I just think Pittsburgh, I don't think they're quite ready to throw in the towel for the season. So.
Exactly.
I'm having a rough time picking this last game. I know the Bears should seem like the easy win here at home. I don't know. I mean, I think I'm only picking this because I think there's going to be an upset. I think the Lions are going to win. That's just my personal feeling. The Lions are pissed off. 2-3. You know they're a better team than that. They still have Stafford, Calvin Johnson. The new running back is short. It's okay. I think they're going to just have a – it'll be a close game throughout, I think. And I just think the Lions are just – they're going to pull out a win this one. I mean, I've been wrong. I mean, this last Sunday and Monday I had the Texans beating Houston, and then I had the other game for Monday night I had wrong too. The Broncos Chargers. I mean, just – it's hard to pick these games, and my gut wants to tell me, yeah, of course, pick the Bengals and the Bears. But I just think the road teams are going to come in with something to prove, and I just think the Bengals are going to win. I think the Steelers are going to win. I think the Lions are going to kind of pull the upset here.
This one is hard for me to choose. I mean, because I believe what you're saying, that the Lions are going to come in. But the Bears at home, I mean, Cutler is not even looking all that impressive.
You know, you like the numbers.
I'm looking at the numbers, and I'm like, you know, it's Stafford's numbers, you know, better. It's kind of tough for me to say. I want the Bears to win at home. They're 2-0 at home. So I'm going to choose them because they haven't lost at home. I think they'll squeak this one out, but it's going to be a close game. It's going to be decided by a field goal, in my opinion.
But see, that's my problem. If it's going to be decided by that little – there's just no way the Lions are going to win a close game. I think, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, looking at the game, yeah, the Bears should roll right through them. But if they keep it close, I mean, they haven't proven really much to me this year except the one big win against the Cowboys. They had the press win versus the Jaguars. I mean, I don't think their schedule's been that hard. I mean, yeah, you're right to pick the Bears, but I just think if it's going to be a close game, Lions are definitely going to win. With Calvin, Stafford, and Hanson as the kicker. But we'll see, Ben. We'll see how it all turns out, and we'll discuss it next week. And with that, really, I mean, like I said, the two baseball games, Yankees lose 8-1. Tigers are in the World Series. To play the winner of the Cardinals Giants. Cardinals, like I said, were up 8-1. I'm sure they already won. They won 8-3. So St. Louis one little away. They got 3 chances to win. Cardinals look like they have it, so we'll see. They're the type of team that's just not – they're going to win. So for some reason, they're such a crazy team. They're not impressive up and down the lineup, but they win games. So we'll see how that one turns out. Any other final thoughts?
Yeah, I just had this one that I wonder if you saw the story today that the Kobe said to CBS Sports that he only sees himself playing this season and next season. So they say that the Lakers, the front office, is looking towards trying to get LeBron away from the Heat.